From Ballymummy and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program once more. It's good to have you joining us and tuning in, and I hope you'll stay with us as today the Reverend James Porter is here to let the Bible speak from 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. But just before we hear the message, let's take a few moments and listen to these words in song.
Jesus is all.
Bible reading for today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. It says, But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. In these words, Paul is talking about the gospel message, the message that he proclaimed and taught wherever he went. And in all of this, Paul sets him forth as a good example for every minister and for every church to follow. And that example is one of making much of the gospel message. The proclamation of the gospel, yes, is vital for any church to grow and to prosper. It's for that reason that I want to look today at these verses before us and notice three simple truths regarding the great message of the gospel. Notice, first of all, the description of the gospel. From verse 3, we see that the gospel is a message of good news. For this is the meaning of the word gospel itself, as we find it in this verse. The gospel is a message that is better than any other message on this earth. It is a message of glad tidings, because it tells of God's mercy to the guilty sinner. Also, it tells of God providing a way for man the sinner to go to heaven. It also tells of a perfect atonement or covering for man's sin. It's news that tells the sinner that there is a Savior from all sin. And this is all summarized for us in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and the verse 15, where it says, "This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Child of God, it is this same message that you are to proclaim to all the world around. Mark 16 verse 15, Christ says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Then in verse 3, Paul describes the gospel as our gospel. The reason why he does so is because he was one who had personally accepted the gospel for himself. On the road to Damascus, Paul repented of his sin, and he came to the Lord Jesus Christ and trusted in him for salvation. Friend, as you listen, can you say the same with Paul, that the gospel is our gospel or my gospel? In other words, are you saved? Are you born again? Can you say with the hymn writer, "I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream"? If you are to say that this gospel is my gospel or our gospel, then you must heed its message and be saved. And the only way for you to be saved is for you to repent of sin and trust Christ as your Savior. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." Acts chapter 16 verse 31. Friend, it is only when you are saved that you too can rightly exhort others to receive the gospel. If you are still not saved today, then my prayer for you is that you would come to Christ today and accept him as your Savior. Then in verse 3, we see how Paul calls the gospel a glorious gospel. He says there, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Paul gloried in the gospel because of its power. He could say, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Its power can be seen in the fact that it can lift the penitent sinner out of the pit and mire of sin. It can lead him to experience the joy of sins forgiven. It can change his life. 1833, Charles Darwin visited the South Sea Islands. These were islands that were inhabited by cannibalism. It was widespread. And 34 years later, he visited those islands again. This time he found their society had been totally changed. On his second visit, he discovered schools, churches, homes, where people were now living together in harmony and decency. What had happened in those intervening years was that a missionary by the name of John Patton had went there with the gospel message. And God blessed that message to the saving of souls, the transforming of lives. Believer in Christ, God has not changed. What he has done in the past, he is able to do again through the same glorious gospel message. Then we see in verse 3 how Paul describes the gospel as the glorious gospel of Christ. Here Paul is saying that the gospel is all about Christ and his finished work upon the cross. Child of God, in all your service and witnessing for Christ, make much of Christ and his finished work upon the cross. For it is only through Christ and his precious blood that sinners can be saved and right with God. Indeed, it was Charles Spurgeon who said that Christless sermons make a merriment for hell. Then notice secondly how Paul speaks here of the veiling of the gospel. Paul speaks of this veiling of the gospel in verse 3, for he says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." And this veiling or hiding of the gospel is a tragic reality that can befall the hearts of men. And Satan is the culprit for this veiling, this hiding of the gospel. For in verse 4, Paul says, "In whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Now, in causing this veiling of the gospel, Satan has many devices. He causes the gospel to be hidden by making them think that they can save themselves. Their boast is in living a good life, doing the best they can. They're like the publican in Luke chapter 18 who said, "God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess." Then Satan hides the gospel by making people think that they do not need to repent of their sin. Such are not willing to part with their sin and the ungodly pleasures of this world. They are not willing to have Christ as Lord of their life. They are of the spirit of Pharaoh, who said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?" Many there are like this. They want the blessings of salvation, but they do not want to part with their sin. Oh, as we think of this reason why the gospel has said, I wonder, do these reasons describe you who are still not saved today? Is it the case that you have not received the gospel because you do not see yourself as a sinner lost and undone before God? If that is so, then your thinking is wrong. For the Bible says in Romans 3 verse 10, for there is none righteous, no, not one. Or is it the case that you still have not received the gospel because you think that you can save yourself by your own good works? Well, again, I must tell you that such thinking is wrong. Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 says that salvation is not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. Or is it the case that you have still not received the gospel because you're not willing to give up your sin and repent of it? Well, again, such resistance against the gospel message is wrong. For over in Acts 17 it says, God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Friend, please understand, if you're to be saved through the message of the gospel, then you must repent of your sin and acknowledge that you're a lost, hopeless sinner who can do nothing to save yourself. And with that acknowledgement, you must trust in Christ in order to be saved. Isaiah 45 verse 22 says, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Then finally note the sad outcome of those who do not receive the gospel. This outcome is summed up by the word lost at the end of verse 3. Paul says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. That word lost means to die, to perish, to be destroyed, to be marred. And the outcome of this is that the sinner who rejects the gospel remains separated from God in this life. Isaiah speaks of such in Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2. And he says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. And being separated from God, the sinner who rejects the gospel is unable to live for the glory of God. He is unable to fulfill the purpose for which he was created. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then the final outcome for the sinner who rejects the gospel after this life is to perish in hell, the lake of fire forever. Revelation 20 verse 15 says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Unsaved friend, this is how the words of God describe you in your rejection of the gospel. The Bible says you're lost, separated from God, unable to live for his glory, bound for hell. Please understand, if you're to fellowship with God, if you're to live for his glory, be sure of heaven. Then you must heed the gospel message. That message urges you to trust in Christ for salvation. Oh, may you do so today. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.